From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The WIA AGM and convention is almost upon us, and I've been wondering about the many of us who won't be able to attend. It was only a couple of years ago that the caravan arrived on Norfolk Island, and to ensure people on the mainland could feel involved, the business proceedings were streamed over the internet. Last year, the technical input to the weekend in Harndorf was increased, and this year the Gold Coast has a number of speakers. So what I'm wondering is, as the NBN is expanding its coverage and the mobile phone carriers are introducing unlimited data plans, how are we going to take advantage of the improved internet technology? I've no idea how much streaming services cost, but the reality is that more members are going to have access to unlimited data plans and all that can provide. Has the time come for our annual Knees Up and Talk Fest to be a feature for the amateur community? Already there are streaming services largely supported by the amateur television fraternity. The commercial and public broadcasters are building capacity to increase streaming delivery of programming and directly compete with the dedicated streaming services. Smart TVs and smartphones are becoming closer to ubiquitous, and the internet delivery platform is starting to approach maturity. I wonder when we can adopt their functionality. Of course, if we have the capacity to stream content to fellow amateurs, it goes without saying that this can be saved to disk or memory stick. With voice recognition software providing translation to text and captioning, it should be much easier to document the proceedings and even use the papers as content for our amateur radio magazine. One of the features of the AGM is the presentation of WIA awards to amateurs who have made contributions to the hobby and judged by their peers. This could be a surprise to viewers to see people they might have met on the air or have seen their names in print. These avenues are all available to us, and they are getting more prolific. Are we going to embrace the technology, or is our talk of STEM just spruiking spin? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.